You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Problems with stress and low libido? Did you know that saffron has been used for over 3,000 years as a natural aphrodisiac booster? Happy Saffron Plus contains the most potent saffron in the market, plus curcumin and zinc, to enhance mood and improve memory in a 3-in-1 single product that is vegan, sugar-free, and gluten-free. Developed by a world-renowned leader in brain and mental health, Happy Saffron Plus increases happiness and mood, reduces stress, and helps improve sexual function and libido. Happy Saffron Plus delivers hard-hitting brain and body benefits, so you'll find yourself experiencing better memory, mood, and libido. Join the thousands of people who are living better lives thanks to Happy Saffron Plus. Get your Happy Saffron Plus with a special offer at GetHappyToday.com. The lowest price is only available at GetHappyToday.com. Enhance your quality of life, mood, memory, and stress levels with Happy Saffron Plus. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Help! I suck at dating. Holiday Spectacular with Dean Ungler and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of Help! I Suck at Dating, the last episode of 2019. And if you listened last week, which if you haven't, you should go check it out. We had Katie Morton as a guest on a guest co-host on our podcast. I need to figure that out. And as we alluded to, we are going to have her back in studio this week. And so she's with us. She brought her little puppy dog. Jared, of course, is with us as well.
Jared, that's the puppy dog.
If you want to say hello.
Yeah, the puppy dog's name is Jared. And I'm Jared, too.
And so, Katie, we're just going to get right to it. We're going to get right through it, and we're going to move on. But last week, we saw some news about you hit the headlines about you and Chris had decided to call it quits after 6 months.
Yeah.
After Bachelor in Paradise. And we can't get through the episode without at least
acknowledging
it and talking about it a little bit.
I get
and
that.
Use your discretion. Talk only whatever you feel comfortable talking about. It's still fresh, obviously. But just kind of walk us through that a little bit. I mean, if you look at your Instagram, right? Like, you guys hadn't spent much time together. It seemed like, at least.
Right.
And I don't want to say, like,
I hadn't seen Chris in a while.
In a while. Right. Like, none of us were obviously expecting this, but it's not like we weren't all like, oh my gosh, we can't believe this happened.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it seems like you guys had a little bit of distance between you two for a little bit.
I agree. There was a lot of distance. There was we had some good times when we would see each other, but it was really few and far between. And I think that comes down to effort on both ends. And actually, like right now, I feel really at peace. So I'm happy about that. I think that the struggle was more within. And now I'm like, ooh, kind of at peace. I don't know.
I think the toughest part is cutting the cord.
Absolutely.
In past relationships that I've had and friends being in relationships that aren't going that well and they both see themselves breaking up at some point, I think a lot of people feel guilty after the breakup happens because there's this sense of relief.
Yeah.
Feeling like, wow, I feel better after we broke up and I feel guilty about that. But it's just natural to feel that way because there's so much weight, as it well should be, on any relationship. That once it's more like the anticipation of knowing it's going to end and how it's going to end and being scared of what's going to happen. And then mm-hmm. once that happens, there is this inevitability of relief that will overcome you. And there's nothing, you shouldn't feel guilty about feeling at peace.
Yeah. And I think that I've gone through some ups and downs with that those feelings, which is, I mean, pretty valid. It's a breakup. It's big. I take engagement seriously. So I just think that overall, I don't know, it's a lot of emotions at once. Mm-hmm. And I've allowed myself to feel sad, but I think that sadness was kind of, the sadness was within the...
Within the relationship?
I guess
when I think about the relationship and why you might have been feeling that way, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if you're in a relationship and you don't feel like you're getting out what you had hoped to get out of it,
right,
that would put a lot of undue anxiety, stress, and pressure on you because of it. And so I think, again, not to put words in your mouth, but maybe that's why you feel peace, is because you know that you weren't getting what you needed.
Yeah, and I think I also feel peace because I have decided to look at this relationship instead of having any negative feelings towards it. I've been trying to change my mindset and just have a lot of gratitude because I've learned a lot about what I want specifically, what I don't want specifically, mm-hmm. and where my head is. So I have taken a lot of time for myself. I go to therapy all the time. I'm a big believer in it. I have just really amped up my self-care, which I thought I had nailed down, you know, my whole life. And then when you're in a relationship where you feel like you might not be getting what you want or need, you, instead of just like constantly asking that from the other person, I asked that for myself. And so I started fulfilling my own needs. And then I realized, like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm okay.
Right. And it's not like you can look back at a relationship and just because you guys broke up, it's not like you didn't gain anything from it.
Yeah, I gained a lot. I think my mindset is a lot better. I think that, I mean, every day I feel like I've learned. I'm really thankful for that relationship because I'm really thankful for Chris. He's taught me so much as an individual, and within myself, I was able to see a lot of things too. And I'm really thankful overall.
What was it like doing a long distance relationship?
Well, I've done long distance relationships before, and with long distance relationships, I believe that I already know that relationships are hard, and long distance, it's like, it takes an extra effort. Mm. So not everyone, especially now that I've had two long distance relationships before, not all of them are the same. I'll tell you that, you know, I think Chris also had a long distance relationship at one point, and it's just the relationship is different between people. The distance, it actually like shouldn't matter. The effort, you'll put in what you want to get out of it. Mm. I'll say that.
I agree. And a lot of people leaving this Bachelor franchise mm-hmm. have to go through long distance relationships until hopefully one of them decides, or they both obviously decide on where they're going to end up, who's going to move, so on and so forth. And so I feel like it's a detriment to a lot of the relationships that come out of the Bachelor franchise, because like you said, you'll get out of the relationship how much you put in. And mm-hmm. a part of that is making sure that you guys put the effort in and seeing each other as much as possible.
100%.
Because it's easy to fade away when they're not in front of you.
I've always liked at long distance relationships. I'm so much better face to face.
I'm so much better face to face.
I've always especially I hate answering the phone. I hate talking on the phone.
Yeah.
If you're long distance, like I feel like you should be FaceTiming your significant other often, right? Like mm-hmm. even when Kaylin and I first started dating, I went to Europe for like 3 weeks and I like FaceTimed her like once or twice a week. And I was like, yikes. I'm probably not talking to her enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you grow apart.
But right. You realize that. And then did you fix it or did you?
Yeah. So we don't spend more than too much time apart nowadays. But whenever we do, we talk on the phone as often as we can, like whenever it makes sense for us. But yeah. I guess like, I could see why, you know, you lived in LA, Chris lived in Denver, and he's obviously traveling a lot for work. I think mm-hmm. an important facet of that relationship needs to be communication and
of every relationship, but especially long distance, communication is key. Right. And really, communication is key.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
So you guys obviously left the show engaged.
Yeah.
Do you think, and obviously answer whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Because you guys were engaged and you put a lot of weight on that engagement, did you guys ever really have a serious talk about moving, seeing each other as much as possible? Because, mm-hmm. you know, it seems from the outside, I don't know, it yeah. seemed, you know, like an issue within the relationship, in a lot of relationships.
Yeah, we had conversations for sure, but the conversations would always, our conversations always end up at, we need to work on ourselves now, as opposed to think about what's next. So, and
what do you mean by that?
So instead of planning, so after the reunion, Rocky, but instead of planning, we're not going to go straight into planning marriage or moving in together when we essentially needed to just figure out day by day what was going on, what was going on with his work, what was going on with my work, who has a lease signed, like what was going to happen. So like we were kind of just taking things day by day, and Chris was coming out to visit me as often as he could.
Mm. So what was, because we all saw the reunion and like you just said, it was a little rocky. What was the time like before the reunion when you guys were in hiding? So after you left the show up until that reunion?
I'm going to go with no comment.
She pleads the fifth.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Can I ask you before that even, what was the conversation like before the engagement? Like, do you ever look back and kind of...
Do I ever look back and think that my life... No, I'm not going to say what I... I'm not going to say it.
Because do you think you guys might have been better served in a relationship had you not gotten engaged?
Do you guys think you're ready exactly?
I think that I truly believe, and I think that Chris would say the same. Not to speak for him, but I truly believe that if we hadn't gotten engaged, what I had seen, or like what we both had figured out after the show, we wouldn't have been together this long.
Gotcha. So you think that the engagement held the relationship a little longer, together longer?
I think so. I think maybe a mix of things, maybe a mix of pressure, but maybe a mix of, I don't know what.
To maybe consider the counterpoint of that, do you think that had there not been an engagement, there would be less pressure on the relationship? I don't think. Gotcha.
I like that answer though, because I like that you took the engagement, both of you, seriously enough, mm-hmm. where you tried to work through issues over mm-hmm. the past 6 months rather than just...
Yeah.
Ending it earlier.
Yeah. For me, it was like, I promised this and this is what I promised you. And like, it was almost like I made like a mini vow. And then that's what I see an engagement as. It's like the vow before the vows. And I made that promise to him, myself, our families. And I think, and he did as well. And I can say for me, I did my best to honor that. And so, until there comes a point where, you know, you just have to realize what's best for both of you.
Mm-hmm. Before, I keep bringing it back to the same thing, but before the actual engagement itself, mm-hmm. was there discussion of a potential engagement, like in the fantasy suites or anything?
Of course, a little bit. We were just like...
He didn't just spring it on you, right? Like, you guys, it wasn't like a... Yeah, we'll date after the show, and then all of a sudden he comes down and proposes.
And this is like so deeply rooted and lots of layers to it, and parts of it that I really just don't like looking back on. But we had conversation about it. Yes, I know that I was like not 100% there by fantasy suite. I know there's like a couple days spaced out. It looks like on the show, it's like the next morning
right.
or whatever. But yeah. like, I needed to sit and think, and I needed to be alone. And after I did that, I had come to the conclusion that I was like, okay, this is what I have seen. This is what I've gathered from this information, both like what Chris has shown me, or in what Chris has told me. I can take that information and my feelings and my feelings and put that together, and like, I am ready for this. Mm. But things change.
Right. So moving forward a little bit further from there then, while in the relationship, was there ever a moment where you were like, this is probably the moment that I could think of as the one that, like, straw that breaks the camel's back kind of thing? Or was it just a progression?
It was a lot of moments.
Yeah. Because I'll be honest, 6 months, like, as far as bachelor relationships go, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It was 6 months.
Yeah. I'm sure it was.
Well, a lot of self-growth, discovery.
Yes. I am actually, like, I know it sounds like I don't want anyone to be, like, negative towards Chris. And I think that's where my perspective of all this comes from, or, like, why I hold back speaking. Because it just comes down to maybe not, like, a compatibility thing.
Right.
And you can't. You know, you can't force it.
Right.
You can't force it.
Well, even just sitting here next to you now, it's easy to see that you still have a lot of love for Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just obviously compatibility is a big part of any relationship.
Yeah. And as much as I have a lot of love for Chris, I have more love for myself. And I know that what I need and what I want and what I deserve. And I can't keep waiting for that within a relationship. I just have to.
Nor should you be obligated to.
Yeah. I have to just have that myself.
Right. Yeah. Make yourself a priority and then hopefully figure it out.
Yeah. And then, like, honestly, my thought is, like, as much love and stuff I give to myself, like, now that, I don't know, there will be a time when I'm just, like, I'm free and, like, loving myself, and God's just going to put that person there who joins me, who, not someone who has to make me whole, someone who joins me, and, like, we find this dual partnership together that is, like, thriving, and we make each other better. I think that's where, like, I just want someone who I can help make them better, and they also, like, push me to be better. Challenging in that way, not like who needs to be all over me and, like, I need.
Right.
Just, like, we push each other, we respect each other, we love each other, and this is it. Like a dope friendship kind of.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
With benefits. And like promises. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's always when you're not looking for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Seems to happen. I mean, for me, you know, my best friend went on another dating show and dated someone else. And then that's when it started, you know,
it clicked.
Really, really didn't click, but really started, because then I had to take action. Dean grows a mustache and lives in a van. And then it happens, you know?
Yeah.
And I think as we talked
about. It's when he wasn't looking for it, because you kind of didn't take it seriously. And you were like, I'm not really coming here to search.
Yeah. I think I was pretty vocal about the fact that I went on the show the fourth time around saying, like, I don't even want to be in a relationship.
You were honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Katie, going through everything you've gone through over the past few months, being in the relationship, in the public eye, going through the scrutiny of it, and now going through a public breakup, is this one of the more difficult experiences that you've had to go through?
Yeah, honestly, the public breakup isn't that difficult for me. I think it was the challenges within the relationship that I struggled with more, or like that I battled. And I think even my own inner demons, because we all have them.
Right.
But my own, like, internal struggles is what it was. And then also relationship struggles. Now it's kind of like a breath.
I was creeping on your Instagram a little bit, your tagged photos. A lot of tagged photos of, like,
oh, really?
Chris and Katie break up.
I didn't even see that.
Stuff is kind of hard to deal with sometimes.
I didn't look at that. The one thing that was hard to deal with for me, Dean, was Dean tagging me in a Twitter thing. And it said, Kaylin and Dean versus Hannah and Dylan, last couple standing, and with a trophy. And I was like, another one bites the f-ing dust.
No. For context, it was something about, like, Dean and Kaylin and Hannah and Dylan are the last two. And I said, us versus them, last couple standing.
And I was tagged in it. And he had a little, like,
tagged in it.
I was tagged in it. And it had, like, a little trophy thing. I, like, hop on Twitter. It's the only thing. It's, like, getting lots of likes and, like, retweets. And I was like, wow, thank you, Dean.
I didn't know you're
tagged. For really blasting that out there.
It is weird when you think about it, though, because to the audience and everybody on the outside, we are just characters on a TV show.
Yeah.
So you breaking up with Chris is like, a lot of people treat that as, like, another one bites the dust.
You got third place. That's still a bronze medal. That's pretty good. And
third
in my book.
Place.
Like, Dean even mentioned it earlier, and I second it, where we were talking about 6 months in a bachelor relationship. Wow, that's That's solid. That's really good. In real life, in real world, 6 months relationship isn't that long.
No.
And so it's so weird. It's this weird, you know, thing that we all have to go through going on the show where we have to deal with people on the outside giving their opinions. And it's just this, I've had always difficult time dealing with it just because I think we all have.
Yeah.
Because it's this weird thing that nobody else has to go through where you're, you know, your relationship and you as a person is, you know, handled as if you were a character on TV when all our relationships are real and feelings and emotions and all of that.
Having gone through the breakup that I went through last year, my very public breakup, I will say the way that you're handling this is much better than I was handling mine.
You're
like your poise and your mindset going through it seems a lot more positive. Mm-hmm. And knowing how much better I felt after about a month or so, you know, not to like get too into the nitty gritty of it, but same to you. Like I felt better after the breakup than I had throughout the entire relationship, just because I knew that that's what was for the best of all, for all of us. Right.
It was like the inevitable.
Exactly. And so for you to be as, you know, positive and optimistic as you are now, I think that only means good things for you in the future, which is great.
Thanks. Yeah. I feel good. I think Chris feels good too. I think it was definitely what was best for both of us, which is how we came to that conclusion.
Yeah. Right, which is great. And if as long as you guys can come to that mutually and be like, I think it's in both of our better judgment.
100%.
So what's next for Katie Morton then?
Well, I'm going to be taking care of myself, my dog.
Yes, Katie brought, for the listeners, Katie brought her adorable four-month-old golden doodle into
the studio. It's a Maltipoo.
Maltipoo into the studio?
Actually, like, I'm not quite 100% positive he's a Maltipoo, but we're going to go with
whatever
it.
He is, he's perfect.
Do you know how big he's going to get?
They said by like his paws and stuff, about 10 pounds.
10 pounds?
10 pounds, yeah.
It's pretty small.
He's 6 pounds now.
He's only 6 pounds?
He was 3 pounds when I got him. He's doubled. And I wanted to cry at the vet. And I was like, what am I doing? I'm a real mom.
I'm a real mom now.
Your own life right
I'm a dog mom now. I was like, no, he hasn't. He's really doubled in size. Like, so shrink him.
So growing up in front of my eyes.
Focus on yourself. Focus on the dog.
Yes.
Let's focus on a Katie Mo for Bachelorette campaign, perhaps.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord.
Would you do it again?
Would I do Bachelor in Paradise again?
Any of it.
I would not. No.
You would not do Paradise again, you think?
No.
Never say never. That's what we've learned on
I'm
going to
never say never, but the answer that is now is a no.
Right.
Well, sure.
That's way too fresh.
Of course.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, as it should be.
Paradise was harder for me than Bachelor. Like, Bachelor, it was so much easier for me because I just felt like, first of all, I wasn't as tired. Paradise is hot and I was exhausted. Bachelor, I felt fine. And it was like, I felt like confident, fine. Once I left, I was like, it's probably my time to go.
Yeah.
And it was cool. Paradise was like, whoa.
Stressful. Well, yeah.
Stressful.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of people think that Paradise is a lot more stressful than either Bachelor or Bachelorette, depending on what show
you're
on.
Yeah, it was more fun, but also more stressful.
Yes, I agree. But also Bachelorette was super, super stressful. Bachelorette was super stressful. Paradise was super stressful.
But you had a different experience because you had to do like hometowns and stuff like that.
That's true.
I didn't make it that far. So I was just kind of like chilling in the back.
And when I think about it, the stress for the Bachelorette really came in those last couple weeks.
Yep.
Near the end.
Yeah. So like I got like let go right before any of the stressors came. I just was like group dates and parties. Didn't do a one-on-one. Like I was hanging out.
For me, Bachelor in Paradise was a lot more stressful than Bachelorette because on Bachelorette, you're just focused on one person and you're the one going after that one person. So while you can be hurt, you don't have to hurt anybody else. Where on Paradise, it's this bleep show of people coming together on a beach where you may have to hurt somebody, you may have to go on a date with somebody else, and then there's real emotions and you spend so much quality time
it's
with
very
these
confusing.
People. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
And
Isolation
station. And also with Bachelor, Bachelorette, you only see these people for a certain amount of time either on one-on-one dates or group dates.
You can really be there for your best. You can really give them your best.
And on Paradise, you're with everybody 24/7. So you grow.
You're farting in front of people.
You grow bonds with these people. Yep. And especially if you have to make decisions or hurt someone's feelings, that becomes a lot more stressful.
Yeah.
Because on Paradise, you have to really confront your decisions. Yeah. Where, you know, if you're walking around the streets of Los Angeles, you can kind of just not pick up your phone.
Yeah. And I think Paradise for me was like mental torture, but like for other people, it wasn't. Like, I know Hannah G was just like, she was hanging. Like, you know, Dylan made her feel so confident. She would like come down at like 11 a.m. full makeup and hair, kind of like, where's apples and peanut butter? I'm hanging out. And I was like, uh-oh, here we go. We're back. What's Chris thinking today?
Emotional bringer.
You know, like, yeah. So I think for everyone, it was just so different.
Mm-hmm.
And, but for me, like, it kind of like was Paradise after Paradise. So.
Well, I think it's safe to say that you're coming out of this a lot stronger than you went into it, which is great. That's all you could really ever ask.
I'm really, really thankful for that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm really happy.
So Bachelor in Paradise off the table for now. Bachelorette 2020 is still a possibility.
On the table.
If you're listening to this and you want to show your support, give Katie a shout out on Twitter.
Hashtag Katie for Bachelorette.
Yeah, but we'll start.
I don't know if I would be that good
four,
of TV.
Not F-O-R. Yes. The number four. Let's shorten it. Here.
Yes. Well, Katie, thank you for coming in. I know that's obviously not the easiest thing to talk about, especially when it's so fresh.
Yeah.
I still hate talking about my breakups even a year.
It's horrible. Whoever wants to talk about a breakup publicly.
And like also because people are so ruthless. Like I don't want people going after Chris.
Right.
People are ruthless on the internet. Holy smokes.
Yeah, they don't stop. That's why it's even sometimes we talked about this off air. I'll answer a troll on one of my own Instagram comments.
Oh, yeah.
If
they pop off.
If they post something negatively, maybe I'll respond and like give them a wave or a thank you, kill them with kindness type thing. But I hate doing that now because then there'll be so many people that respond to that, like cheering me on, be like, yeah, they suck. And it's like, that's not what I was asking for either. I was just trying to be sarcastic because they were being mean. I don't need this army going after this person either because then I feel guilty.
Right.
So I understand where you're coming from, where you don't want to talk publicly about the relationship, even though you're not saying anything bad because you're afraid that people will go after Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just don't want to. There's still a part of me that wants to keep it so private. So.
Right. Of course. As you should. And we're going to move on to the next segment. Since this first part has been a little bit of a downer.
We're gonna have some fun.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it was a little bit of a downer, but necessary.
Sorry, guys.
But necessary.
But also, thank you so much for being vulnerable.
Absolutely.
And talking about it, because like Dean said, it's not easy.
It's going to be an upper for those who want the juice.
Well, I'll tell you who it's going to be an upper for is my roommate, because when Paradise was airing, he was like, that Katie Moe.
Oh, my God. You have a roommate in the van?
Oh, sorry. My former roommate.
Oh, I was like, what? Now it's like there's bunk beds?
Yeah. And while it was airing, I was like, sorry, man, she's taken, but... After some healing time, maybe we can get...
Dean is the new Chris Harrison just specifically for me, apparently.
Yeah, no, I got you. Don't worry about
it. Dean is my Chris Harrison. What an interesting...
And you're coming to Berlin with us, too. It's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
Anyways, we've got a great episode for the rest of the time here. We're going to bring in some products and have a Shark Tank-esque scenario with them, see which ones we like, dislike.
Well, it's the holiday season, so for our last episode of 2019, why not have a Christmas... extravaganza, if I may.
Yes, I love the way you pronounce that word.
I don't know if I pronounced it properly.
Before we do that, though, we are going to take one quick break and get right into it.
The holiday season is here, and how do you thrive during the holiday season? How do you balance sleep, holiday planning, and making time to purchase the perfect holiday gift for the special people in your life? Well, the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed helps everyone get the proven quality sleep that will change their life. Now, for me personally, I like my bed a little bit firmer, while Ashley likes a little bit softer so she can really sink in there at night. But the great thing about Sleep Number beds is they allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support, so I can keep my side of the bed firm and Ashley can keep hers a little bit softer. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. With Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks how you're sleeping and gives you personalized insights for your best sleep. Make spirits bright this holiday with gifts for quality sleep. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed adjusts on each side to give you a good night's rest. From $999 only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Dean. That's sleepnumber.com/DEAN Dean.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh. Well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts, Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Looking for a healthy, natural mood boost? Boost your health and happiness with Happy Saffron Plus by BrainMD, the 3-in-1 formula for a better you. Happy Saffron Plus was developed by Dr. Daniel Amen, a double board certified psychiatrist and world-renowned leader in brain and mental health. It contains a mix of the most potent saffron, curcumin, and zinc, three clinically studied ingredients proven to improve mood, help support your memory, and decrease stress. Happy Saffron Plus is changing lives. Join the thousands already experiencing a happier, healthier lifestyle. Get Happy Saffron Plus with a special offer at GetHappyToday.com, where you'll find the lowest price available anywhere. That's GetHappyToday.com. Happy Saffron Plus. Make your brain and body happy. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating, the holiday extravaganza.
Woo!
Episode.
Suck.
Amy, our wonderful boss Amy, is here to tell us what exactly is going on.
So we're going to start pitching you guys gift ideas. So we probably have like 8 or 10, something like that.
Can I ask you a question before we get into the pitches?
Sure.
Can I bring any of this home with me tonight?
Absolutely.
Yes, okay.
And beautifully, if we are careful with the serious unwrapping, you might be able to totally just like re-gift it.
These are going
to
be the Dean's gifts.
That's the point.
I was going to say, make sure Kaylin doesn't listen to this episode because, spoiler alert, Kaylin, this is her Christmas present.
Kaylin, right. Baby, if you're listening to this. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so I will do mine first.
I got you a FatFitFun box.
And then Easton will do his, and then we'll start bringing in people.
I got you 4 FatFitFun boxes for Christmas.
I know you have 2 at home, but I got you 4 more.
I was going to get you just 1, but baby, I like you so much.
I couldn't stop buying them for you.
All right, let's go. So how do you want to set this up?
I'm going to pitch mine.
Okay.
And then you guys, you can even just like talk bleep right back to me if you don't like it or if you do like it.
Amy, you're bleep. Our boss. We're going to love it.
It's totally fine. I can take it.
For the
plus,
listener,
look, I get all the emails. I hate her, so it's fine. I'm very used to it.
Stop.
For the listeners out there that are listening to this episode right now, email us what you're getting your significant other for Christmas, because I think that'll be good information for us.
Oh, yeah. We can steal ideas.
Absolutely.
Dean's trying to get ideas from everywhere.
I suck at dating at iHeartMedia.com or I guess we could comment on the Instagram page.
Yeah, and we're going to put these ideas up on the Instagram too, so that everybody knows where to get them if they do want them.
Heck yes.
Okay, so mine is the hot thing for the holidays. It's called the chunky initial ring, and you can get it at Neiman Marcus. It's like a little swanky, but still relatively fairly priced. One was $70. That seems like a pretty cool piece of jewelry for only $70, and then it goes up to $220 if you get the Chloe version. And then there's also a really cool one from this company called Wiley Hart, WileyHart. So I'm wearing them right now, and we will put a picture up. Now, technically, I probably should have gotten a J and a D, but I got a B and an R for How Men Think podcast, and I ran out of money.
Of course. There's a lot of iHeartRadio podcasts, and it's very clear in the pecking order where Help I Suck at Dating stands.
I'm going to get an H, an I, an S, an A and a D. And just have it on my left hand,
yes!
like the infinity gauntlet.
That would be so amazing. So what? I actually thought you could get an H to give to Ashley, because then she could always wear, or a J, and actually give it to her, because she would love to wear like a J or an H, especially since the H is technically her name too now.
I know, it's weird. Mm.
And like, Dean, you could give Kaylin a D.
Can I ask you this? I would love to give Kaylin a D.
I almost got dirty on that. Dean.
Kaylin, we were all thinking the same thing.
Kaylin wears a necklace every day with a C and a D on it. Is it too much to also have an initial on a finger?
I probably would not double down on initial things. Mm. So maybe this would be a cool gift for your sister or something like that. But so the reason I really like these is they're really chunky. So it's like you're spending $70, but you're giving something like kind of substantial and really cool. And you see everybody wearing these right now. So I don't know. We'll put it on
the
Instagram.
Very nice.
They're pretty cool, right?
It also says that every piece of jewelry is 100% handcrafted by a team of professional craftsmen.
Whoa.
And they have a lifetime warranty.
So I wore them to see if they, because occasionally jewelry can turn your finger green if it's not like gold, and these did not. I've been wearing them. They're great. Now, Easton, you do your pitch, and I will carry your items over to Dean and Jared.
Yeah, because this is actually a really large item. It's called the Nutcracker Tower.
Dean, congrats.
Love a good
Easton,
Nutcracker.
You don't seem too excited. We're the judges. Get the Dean, Katie, and myself are judges here, okay?
This is called a ramp up, Jared. Watch how the pros do this.
Okay? So
we've got from Mrs. Fields. This is the ultimate gift for anyone that has a sweet tooth or something thereof. This is the, just like the 12 days of Christmas, each gift gets more exciting than the last. In this tower, let me run it down for you. There's original cookies. There's Nibbler's bite-sized cookies. There's brownie bites. There's mini muffins. Frosted snowflake cookies. There's peppermint popcorn. That's my favorite. There's peppermint bark. Ooh. And there's yogurt-covered pretzel trees.
Wow.
And this comes in a giant tower, all from Mrs. Fields.
I do love yogurt-covered pretzels. That's probably one of my guiltier pleasures. Because you always kind of feel sort of healthy when you eat them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like if it's a strawberry yogurt or something like that, especially, too.
I'm a big triple chocolate cookie guy. I feel super healthy when I eat it, too.
I gotta say, I've never really been an advocate for food presents, though.
Oh, wow. I love a food present. I think a food present, you cannot go wrong, especially if you're going to a party, or let's say you're like, I don't know, Jared, you're going to your in-laws for the first Christmas together. Mm-hmm. If you brought that tower, that's like, you're blowing their minds, because it's super cute. Plus, they can use it all, you know, the 2 weeks of the holidays for guests that come over.
I gotta say,
I agree
with the fact of bringing it to someone, to something like that, where you're not going to get a specific gift for everyone, but everyone can kind of enjoy this gift, which is pretty nice.
Holiday party.
Right, or if you have to go to like holiday your random party. Aunt's house and you show up with that.
It's like, it's delicious. It doesn't have to be super, super personal because everyone's going to enjoy it anyways.
I feel like this is something that my uncle would have given us, and he would have gotten the one thing and wrapped them all individually and given it to every kid.
Nice.
Severed head.
You guys keep talking.
Head.
I'm going to go get the next
one. I wouldn't have noticed the nutcracker head.
So it's a 3-foot tall nutcracker tower with 5 different presents on it.
And I'm being told to include by no one other than myself, throughout the month of December, Mrs. Fields Online is gifting a free Peace, Love, and Cookies 30 Nibbler tin with the purchase of the Nutcracker Tower.
Wow. 30 Nibbler tin.
30 Nibbler tin. What's you heard it here first.
So, Dean, this is Jen, and Jen's going to pitch you guys your next gift idea.
Yes. Okay.
Hello, Jen.
Hi, Jen. How are you? Thank you for coming in.
I am pitching jewelry. I'm going to tell you why our jewelry is the best gift.
I can't wait. Okay. My girlfriend is obsessed with jewelry. She has every piece of jewelry imaginable.
Okay, so our jewelry are lockets.
Okay.
We decided to bring, my partner and I decided to bring lockets back.
Okay.
And if you remember lockets, you can hold a picture inside, right?
Yeah.
So we not only put the picture inside for you,
okay,
but we also engraved words inside.
Oh, cute.
And there's a diamond on the back.
What do the words say?
Every single locket has a different meaning, and it's linked to a different charity. So this one, for example, is kindness, and we give 10% back to No Bully. We also have a gift for you to give to your wife.
Oh, me?
Yes. So
Christmas came early.
Open it. Yeah, please open it. And this is one of our locket bracelets.
Oh, this is so nice. Jen, you didn't have to do this.
Hey, and if you don't end up giving that to Ashley, can I give it to Kaylin?
I'm pretty sure it's going to have a picture of
Dean
Ashley.
Dean needs gifts.
Would that be weird if I got my girlfriend a picture of Ashley and Jared for Christmas?
No, they're replaceable. That's a nice thing. You could pop the picture out.
So
yeah, so you can
you can give it to someone new every Christmas.
That's right. The dating doesn't work out. You pop the picture out next. So also the bracelet's reversible. And yeah, there is a little picture inside of the two of you.
So I just opened up my locket. It's beautiful. And there is a picture of Ashley and I from our rehearsal dinner on our wedding. Jen, thank you so much. And the inscription, it says integrity.
Yeah. So that is a token of, that's the name of our company, a token of, it's a token of integrity. And we give 10% back to LA Family Housing. So it goes to help homelessness.
That's
so
amazing.
Every single locket purchase. Now, let's say you're a man and you want a locket. We took care of that. We designed the man locket. Ooh. So we
the
have
mocket.
A locket for men.
What does that look like?
And Caitlin is going to show you that. And there's two different ones. There's a token of gratitude and a token of strength. They're both lockets. A token of gratitude goes to Operation Gratitude. Mm. We give 10% back. A token of strength goes to Direct Relief Foundation. And let's say you're a man and you don't wear a necklace, you don't wear jewelry, we also put it on a keychain, the locket for men.
Ooh, there's more.
Different version of the locket.
Jen, how come none of these have a picture of me in them?
Caitlin, why?
Dean wasn't...
My fault, I'm sorry.
Is your name Caitlin?
Yes.
That's unbelievable. I've never met another Caitlin before.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. So the nice thing about our company is that...
Have you?
We give back. Huh. So that's why we feel like we have gifts.
So every item that you purchase,
10%
yes,
goes through, but right? It's not going all to the same organization. It depends on what item you purchased,
right? So the name of the company is a token of,
yes,
and then each locket has a different name. So we have a token of hope, we have a token of kindness, a token of faith, a token of empathy, and we have animal charities. We have a bunch of different charities, and so they all give back to a different charity.
Jen, I'll tell you what, I'm wearing this necklace right now. It says strength on it. There's no picture in it, but I'm going to continue to wear it. Because I just like the way
that
it
really
looks.
I really like it.
He's
going to
imagine the photo every
it.
Time.
Yeah.
I think those are really cool. I would wear one, absolutely.
Yeah, let's say somebody gives you one, right? And it doesn't have a photo in it. You go to our website, you can upload a photo, it sizes it, and you print it out, and it's the right size to put in the locket.
How long does it take to get to my shipping address?
The photo?
Yeah.
No, you print it out right at home.
What if I don't have a printer?
Well, then I'll just mail it to you. It'll take 2 days.
Okay.
It looks pretty dope
I'll
on
send
you,
it
Dean.
To you.
Thanks.
Not gonna lie, it's going with the whole outfit, the flow.
If you would like one for your girlfriend, give me your address and I'll mail you one.
Well, I have to give her address because I don't have an address.
So I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. So do you print out the picture and put it in the locket? I know he just covered that, but
both. Let's say you're ordering it for somebody, you know, a relative that doesn't live around here. Mm. When you order it online, you upload the photo and we put it in for you, we wrap it, we send it. They open it, it has the photo in it. Let's say you're not sure what photo you want to put in it. When they get the locket, they can go on our website, and we built the technology where it sizes the picture right to the right size. And then they can print it at home and stick the photo in it.
Love
also.
It.
So it's thoughtful, and it gives back to charity.
Beautiful jewelry and beautiful mission, giving back to charity. That's incredible.
Yes.
Love that.
And with the inscription, can you write something personal, or everything is depending on
the
charity?
So on the inside, that's the word, the meaning of the locket. Mm-hmm. But on the back, if you ask us, there's a diamond on the back, and if you ask us to... engrave something, we could put something on the back.
Very nice.
This is optional.
Wonderful. Yes. And the name of your company, I always pronounce it improperly.
We are a token of, and our website is www.atokenof.shop.
Love it.
And our Instagram is a token of lockets.
Well, Jen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Caitlin.
Yeah, of course.
Great assistant.
I'm going to keep these.
Can you keep
that? Can you keep them?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much
for
the
locket. Can Dean keep that one locket over there?
Ashley's going to love this so much. She really is.
Okay.
It's such a beautiful pick. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is Dean allowed to keep that locket?
Which one?
Is Dean allowed to keep his?
You can pick one. Which one would you like? Do you like the necklace or the...
I'm just going to wear this necklace. Okay. Oh, do you want me to give you this back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything.
Dean's trying to get decked out.
If you would like us to put a photo in it for you, then just have Amy send me your address.
Okay.
We'll send it to you.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, guys. I actually might end up getting Caitlin one of these.
Yeah, it's very
I actually
nice.
Really like that locket on you. It is hooked around your mic.
I know.
I think. Okay,
I know.
Cool.
I didn't want to take it off and put it back on. I figured when I take my headset off,
yeah, will happen.
I'll be.
You just have to make sure you get a picture of you and Caitlin
exactly.
in that one. It can't be just a picture of you.
Why not? It's his Instagram. It's his
not
locket.
On a locket.
Wait. You thought that I was going to get Caitlin a locket with just a picture of me in it?
No.
That would have been ridiculous.
The man locket you're wearing right now.
Yeah.
you have to put a picture of you and Caitlin in
it. Right.
It can't be just a picture of you. Be like, hey, I'm wearing a locket of myself.
That would be
ridiculous. You think I'm going to wear a necklace of a locket with just a picture of myself in it?
You have a tattoo of a verified Instagram. I don't know what the hell you're going to do.
Honestly, why didn't he put just Caitlin in it?
If he put himself, it would just be
Or just Caitlin, yeah. It can't be himself.
Or the dog.
Or the dog, Nala. Or Easton.
Or Simba, jeez.
Or me.
Simba would be epic.
Simba would be pretty cool.
I'm processing a lot right now.
So can you guys take a break? Because the next one
we're
takes
really
a
trying
little
to
setup.
Dean.
All right, cool. So the next one coming up, can we tease which one is coming up?
Anyone who likes a cocktail is going to literally flip their
literally
cocktail you sound like for this.
Chris Traeger. Literally anyone that loves a cocktail.
Literally anyone. All right, we'll tune in for that one. But first, we're going to take a small break.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Problems with stress and low libido? Did you know that saffron has been used for over 3,000 years as a natural aphrodisiac booster? Happy Saffron Plus contains the most potent saffron in the market, plus curcumin and zinc, to enhance mood and improve memory in a 3-in-1 single product that is vegan, sugar-free, and gluten-free. Developed by a world-renowned leader in brain and mental health, Happy Saffron Plus increases happiness and mood, reduces stress, and helps improve sexual function and libido. Happy Saffron Plus delivers hard-hitting brain and body benefits, so you'll find yourself experiencing better memory, mood, and libido. Join the thousands of people who are living better lives thanks to Happy Saffron Plus. Get your Happy Saffron Plus with a special offer at GetHappyToday.com. The lowest price is only available at GetHappyToday.com. Enhance your quality of life, mood, memory, and stress levels with Happy Saffron Plus. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. Once again, we are doing our Christmas extravaganza.
Woo! Suck.
Okay, anyway, we have another great gift sitting right in front of me. Natalie is the spokesperson for Bartesian. So, Natalie, please tell me, what is Bartesian?
Hey there. Thanks for having us. Bartesian is a single-serve pod-based cocktail machine. So you basically insert the pod, press two buttons, and you've got yourself a perfectly premium-made cocktail.
It looks like espresso for cocktails.
Kind of.
That's amazing.
But better.
So how does it work? So you put the pod in.
So it's three simple steps. You just put the pod in, hit the strength you want, whether it's mocktail, light, regular, or strong. You hit and mix, and it makes your perfectly blended cocktails.
So these do make mocktails, and then you can determine how much alcohol goes into the drink.
Yes, you can. We want to make a try drink.
I would love one. How about sex on the beach?
Perfect.
You guys want
right
some
now, they
sex
got
on the
six,
beaches?
Six drinks
that.
Out right now. You got your margarita, Cosmopolitan, Sex on the Beach, Uptown Rocks, Rum Breeze, and an old fashioned and a whiskey sour.
So I'm old fashioned for sure.
Yeah, that one's the best.
Oh, amazing.
So we're going to go to make a Sex on the Beach just to give you a little sample. So you just lift the top of it, put the pot in, press down, and it got simple. It has simple steps for you. So it tells you place a highball glass with ice under the dispenser, which we have right here. Hit next. Choose your strength. So mocktail, light, regular, or strong. How you feeling
Let's,
today?
Strong.
You know, okay. Good answer.
All right.
So hit strong, hit
the
mix,
holiday
and that's
season.
It.
Come on.
It's you don't simple feel guilty during the holiday season. Don't drink and drive, people.
You can see from the different chambers that it has scanned the barcode to know to pull from the vodka chamber.
Yeah, because there's four different chambers on either side of this contraption. Yeah, and so you're telling me that there's one vodka?
There's a vodka, a tequila, a whiskey, and then an interchangeable one between gin and rum.
And how does the contraption know which one to pull from?
Yeah, so the barcode on the top of the pods, there's a scanner in the machine, and it'll scan it to tell you which alcohol to choose from, or it'll... The machine knows and it pulls right from it based on the drink, and the drink's already ready.
Where does like the water? Is it so? It's no water.
There's a water chamber in the back.
Oh, you said that already.
There's all natural, real ingredients inside the pods, so it's all fresh and delicious. And it pulls a little bit of water to take away from the concentrate, and simple as that. And it's self clean, so you're done.
So it's very close to an espresso for cocktails.
Yep, pretty
wow,
much.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really good. Do you mind passing that down to Katie? Come on, JD.
Tell us about these pods. Are these pods
strong with that Sex on the Beach?
Pods are 100% recyclable, so no added waste. And it comes in a really cool container, really easy to use. It's got your nutritional facts on it. It tells you how much alcohol it pulls when it's based on the drink, based on what you choose. So mocktails, obviously 0 ounces. And each one is different based on each cocktail, too. So the alcohol amount will change based on the cocktail you choose. And you just insert the pod, and quite simply, it takes about 15 to 20 seconds, and you're done.
What if the drink that you want to make has ingredients with, like, an expiry date or something like that? Like, is there, like, stuff with milk?
No. Not yet. There may be one day, but there are expiration dates on the pods, and it tells you that.
Could I get a whiskey sour?
Of course.
Thank you.
You right guys, here. This is tea.
Yeah, simple as that. Just put the pod in.
Team, make sure you tip your bartender.
So, it actually tells you on here, jokes with you, it said no tip necessary. So, it's really fun for you.
Nice.
Wow.
We'll make you a whiskey sour right now.
Well, we need to put a glass there.
We put the glass in with the ice. I skipped the instructions for you. I figured you knew.
You know what's cool about this, too? From working in the hospitality industry for many years, the word that gets always thrown around is consistency, because mm-hmm. you'll go to a bar and there'll be a bartender there who will make you a whiskey sour, and you'll love it. You'll go the next night, the same place, different bartender who will make you a whiskey sour, and it tastes completely different. So the cool thing about this is that it will always taste the same.
I think this is the coolest gift. Like, when I heard about this thing, I was like, this is awesome.
Yep.
Who wouldn't want this? Like, this is the perfect gift for dad, brother, uncle, boyfriend, husband. Like, you can just get 10.
Even moms, for your Bachelor Monday viewing, you know, it's perfect. Anytime you're having a party, if you've heard the Oscars coming up, you want to have people over, you got all your drinks, all your different types of cocktails. You don't have to worry about buying all the mixers. There's no mess because it self cleans up. It's the best.
I love it. It's perfect.
How much does it cost?
It is $3.50.
$3.50.
Exactly.
What a deal. Well, and if you use our code HELP, you're going to get it for $2.25.
Yeah, and it's available on bartesian.com, but it's also available on Amazon. It's on Bed Bath & Beyond, Costco.com, and a ton more sites.
It's $350.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, Amazon.
Yep, and it was recently featured on Oprah's Favorite Things list of 2019 and is going to be at CES in January.
Wow, that's huge. Oprah?
Is it Prime on Amazon?
It sure is.
Oh, I love it.
It's a number one bestseller right now in their kitchen tools department.
So what do you get with it? So you get the contraption and then you get the four tanks.
You get five glass containers because you interchange between the gin and rum.
Yeah.
So you get an extra one.
And those glass containers are dishwasher safe.
Correct.
Let me ask you this. So I don't drink gin or rum. What can I just put all like whiskey in all of them?
Double up on the whiskey.
Well, because of the barcode, it'll know not to pull from the other chambers, but this way for your guests, you don't have to really worry about having it on hand. You buy it once and
this is assuming I don't have friends, so
it's really challenging. Well, if you had friends.
I don't know. That's a good question.
What about the Cosmo? That's such a Sex in the City drink, Cosmopolitan.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, have you never seen Sex in the City?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I know what Sex in the City is.
You never saw the movie?
I know that.
Dean doesn't seem like a Sex in the City fan.
One of the characters is named Miranda.
He's Sex in the Van fan.
Carrie?
Sure. I only know Miranda from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Do you remember the term big?
Yeah.
You heard that?
Like, yeah, because Tanya and Becca, obviously, I know through them.
So that's where it came from, Sex in the City. So when you buy, you get the contraption. Sorry, what? And then it also comes with how many pods?
The pods come in two sizes. There's a six pack available for $14.99 or a 36 pack for $79.99.
Now, how many drinks can one pod make?
Each pod makes one drink.
Only one? Okay. Mm-hmm. Just making sure.
But cost of a drink at the bar is about $15 these days. So for one drink, you're getting six drinks. And you can either do the variety pack or choose which flavor you like the most and do it that way. But it's kind of make with it what you want.
I like that.
Is it easy to use? Like, I'm not going to get befuddled by this thing.
The easiest in the world. I mean, we've been here for 3 minutes now. We made two drinks and talked plenty and had no problem.
Oh, wow. You're really right.
And no mess.
If you've ever seen a Keurig, then you're going to have no issue with this machine. And now it comes with the six drinks that it makes right now. We mentioned it earlier, but it's a whiskey sour, margarita, Uptown Rocks, rum breeze, cosmopolitan, and Sex on the Beach.
Yep. And there is also an old fashioned. It's just not in their classic collection. So that's the original six, and they're expanding, and a bunch more are coming out in the coming year, too.
Let me ask you another question, creative question. Sure. So there's the water tank that you obviously put water in. What if I want to put like Red Bull in there?
You know, they don't recommend you doing that yet.
But it's not a hard no.
You know, unless you want whiskey and Red Bulls all the time, I would say no. But, you know, each their own.
Handcrafted whiskey Red Bull.
Yeah.
With the old-fashioned bitters
in there. Artisanal handcrafted whiskey Red Bull. Why not?
That might be nice.
It's not recommended, but, you know.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. I think it's a great gift for anyone. Like you said, it could be a girlfriend, a wife, a husband, a mom, a dad.
A kid.
Oh, my gosh. I think guys will love this.
Yeah.
Oh, I really do.
Because then you can make fancy cocktails and you can put it off like you know what you're doing.
It's better than like
forget trying to cook dinner.
Yeah.
Just make drinks.
Like if Ashley walked in and I was like, hey, babe, I made you a cosmopolitan because you've had a rough day. So put your feet up, enjoy yourself, and here's a Cosmo. And she's like, oh my God, how did you know how to make a cosmopolitan? I'm like, don't worry about it. Yeah. I got some tricks.
Don't worry about
the
machine in the kitchen.
BDSM voices.
No, I'll put it under the cupboard. She'll never see it.
Never have to see it.
And she'll just think that I'm the best bartender in the world.
So for the listeners out there, it's bartesian.com, or you can find it on Amazon.
Correct.
Or you can find it
on our Instagram.
Costco.com.
All this
Bed Bath and Beyond. It's all over now.
On Instagram, of course, through Health by Suck at Dating, or Bartesian, I'm sure, has a page as well. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Looking for a healthy, natural mood boost? Boost your health and happiness with Happy Saffron Plus by BrainMD, the 3-in-1 formula for a better you. Happy Saffron Plus was developed by Dr. Daniel Amen, a double board certified psychiatrist and world-renowned leader in brain and mental health. It contains a mix of the most potent saffron, curcumin, and zinc, three clinically studied ingredients proven to improve mood, help support your memory, and decrease stress. Happy Saffron Plus is changing lives. Join the thousands already experiencing a happier, healthier lifestyle. Get Happy Saffron Plus with a special offer at GetHappyToday.com, where you'll find the lowest price available anywhere. That's GetHappyToday.com. Happy Saffron Plus. Make your brain and body happy. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're every. We are back with our third favorite producer, Tori Maraldi, to pitch us her product.
Yay. Go, Tori.
You know, with a good pitch, honestly, we will bring up to number two.
Screw you. Blood, sweat, and tears over here.
Tori, just kidding. You know we love you. Come on.
So I am here to pitch you the mother of all gifts. They say first the worst, second the best, third
is the one with the hairy chest.
Bag tags.
Oh, that's what they say. I heard them say it.
So this is my Shark Tank moment, and I'm really excited
about really
it.
Well so far.
How's my eye contact?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay,
it's
phenomenal.
Good. Everything's good.
Great. Okay. So it's the holiday time.
Okay.
You're spending a lot of money.
Too much.
I'm a broke post-college kid, so who am I to afford anything? I don't have a joint bank account.
Nope.
Mm-mm. I don't have a bank account. Just kidding.
I don't have a joint.
So it gets complicated. You know, you're like, I want to make something personalized. I want somebody to know that I was being very thoughtful of them, but I also want it to be something that they're going to actually use. Because how many times do we get something, you know, monogrammed like a towel, and you see it on the floor?
Preach.
It gets bleached in the laundry.
It gets donated.
It gets used to wash your car. We're over that. We want something that is in your budget and that you will actually be able to use and helpful to other people. Mm. So you're traveling this holiday season in style, people. I picked these out for you guys.
Wow, finally.
It says, personalized. Help I suck.
Bright red
help
Christmas
I suck.
Help I suck at dating
suck,
tags.
Suck, 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 suck.
I felt really weird participating
me
in that.
Me too. I felt weird too. That was my first
time.
Yeah,
like we tried and we looked at each other. We're like, this sounds so suck, suck. Weird.
You guys don't get it.
We do. We're part excited. Of the cool group.
Keep going.
Okay, so it's help I suck.
Yeah. Okay.
And it has
help
Dean
suck,
and Jared on it. And so it's very sturdy. Feel how sturdy that is.
Oh, wow. This could hold an entire Easter.
Exactly. So here's my thing. You guys know when you are waiting for your bags to come through on that conveyor belt? Mm-hmm. It takes forever because you're like, is that my bag? Yeah. Everyone has an Away suitcase these days. Everyone has a matching Herschel bag. So how do you know which one's yours? You're going to put a help I suck at dating or whatever monogram you want on it. Could be dad of the year. Could be boss of the year. Producer of the year. Thanks, guys. And you're going to put your name on it so it can be really personalized with it. And then, so how sturdy it is. So you see it. And what if you're late? You're like, I had to grab an extra Starbucks before I go and get my suitcase and get my whole life together. So you're running and your bag's out the door. You can grab that just by the handle and pull it. And that thing's going to hold by your bag just by the little
strap.
I'll tell you what. Normally I would never. Normally I would never have a use for this because I never check luggage. I always carry on.
Right.
But I think we talked about on the podcast, I'm going to Switzerland in a couple of weeks and I'm bringing a pair of skis with me that I have to check in at baggage claim. And so I can throw this on there.
Well, think about how many skis are being sent on that flight.
Exactly.
There's going to be tons. So make your life easy. Everyone's going to have a black ski bag. Make your life easy. Put your favorite color. There's red, blue, yellow, green, maybe rainbow. I don't even know, but they have colors of the rainbow that you can pick out of.
Nice.
And you get to make it, and then it's personalized, and people are going to actually use it.
Yes.
Dean skis.
And the best part of it, let's say, you know, it's been about five trips, and it's looking a little dirty. You just take out the little strip in it. You throw your visit tag into the wash, get it clean, comes out looking brand new, strap it back to your bag, and you're ready to go on your next trip.
Wow. Yeah.
Amazing.
So, visitag.com.
No more waiting around baggage
claim. I love this pitch.
Not being able to tell which one's your bag. You get one of these Visitags.
Visitag. Get it right.
The pitch is great.
Thank you.
The enthusiasm's amazing.
I don't know if I'm
sold on the product mainly because of the pitch.
Wait, are you scrolling on your phone right now to order it?
My phone's
dead. Oh my gosh, she's scrolling on it trying to order the Visitag.
I like the Visitag. Don't get me wrong. I think the Visitag is a great product. It's good for your luggage. People to stand out. The thing that I don't like about it, Tori, let me tell you that real quick.
Let me get my notes out.
Is the fact that you never finished what we suck at. Help I Suck is pretty too all-encompassing.
It says Help I Suck Dean.
Help I Suck Dean. That's so should terrifying. I have help I suck Jared, and Jared should have help I suck Dean?
Yes. Should we exchange?
Dean, here's the thing. Dean, here's the thing. I know that you are going to redeem yourself, and you're not going to be no longer help I suck at dating. It's going to be help I suck at being a dad someday. Oh. Help I suck at being a husband. So I didn't want to put a label on it.
Help I suck
my redemption
in general.
Arc comes only when I have children. I see how that that makes
or
sense.
Or a ring on
full
it.
Full circle.
Or, you know, just a good friend.
Help I suck at
life.
So
then you can really suck at that.
This is great. Visitac.com. Check it out. Get your own. Very personalized. I will say the one thing that I was critical of is the personalization, but it's cool that if I wanted to do it for someone that I actually liked, right? Like instead of you getting it for me, who you hate, if mm-hmm. I liked the person that I was getting it for, I could make it like sentimental and cute with their favorite color. Like,
well, and what's nice
and say Furby.
Is that yeah, it's, yeah. And like what it's nice is that it's stitched. So that thing's in there for life.
Yeah. Oh.
And Katie, you were just saying that your parents are traveling to go see you for Christmas yes, and that they're going to have new luggage
ooh.
For when they're here. Oh my gosh, what better you. Way than to have a personalized tag with that luggage that could say, best mom ever, best parent ever.
Nice.
I don't know,
or
whatever you want it to be.
You're my mom.
You're my mom. It is your birthday.
It is your birthday, period. So right. Yeah, go to Visitag. It's going to be amazing.
Idea,
you guys, it's the stocking stuffer of the year. It's the gift of the year. If you have somebody with a suitcase and you want to add a little personalization to it, you just strap that right on, and it's a really meaningful gift.
And these aren't going to last forever, people.
Okay. So they're going to be sold out.
Sold out.
Sold out.
No, they're not sold out, but they will be.
And they're made
on it.
And they're made in the great US of A, so check them out, visitag.com. Be sure to go on, get your parents, your loved ones, this gift, and they're going
to
love it.
Why don't you guys give it to me so I can give it to my parents?
See, I would, but I don't think your parents would really love a tag that said,
help
I suck
Dean.
Dean or Jared on it. Here you go, Mom.
Steve would love it.
Yeah. All right. Check it out. Visitag.com. All right. Good job, Tori. That was really impressive, actually.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
Actually.
No. No. Yeah, you're
like,
right.
No, we're not being sarcastic.
Like you're doing
no, but
well
I
believe Jared.
I shouldn't have used the word actually. It no, actually was really good. It blew me away. I felt like... I don't know. Have you guys seen Frozen 2 yet?
No.
I want to so bad.
Oh, it's really good.
Am I Elsa or Anna?
There's a moment where Olaf is telling
a
story.
Spoiler.
I'm the snowman.
He tells it really well, and you told that.
A lot of people
really
want to
well.
Be the snowman, Tori.
Do you want
to? All right, do you have any other products, or are the products all done for this Christmas?
I think
I want
that's
more.
It, right, for products?
I want more.
Katie's but not satisfied.
Now we have to pick our favorite.
Yes, okay, so let's pick our favorite product. And I'm just going to remind the listeners the
We're
list of products
that
we saw today. In no particular order, we had Visitag, A Token Of, Wiley Heart, Holiday Gift Guide, Mrs. Fields, 3 foot tall Nutcracker Tower, and Bartesian. Okay, so let's go around the room real quick and say which of our favorite products we had today. Which ones you're most likely to be getting for either your fiance, your wife, your parents, your siblings, whoever it might be. What do you think? Jared, we'll start with you.
That's a good question. It's either between the locket, which was a token of, or Bartesian.
Yeah.
Because the Bartesian one's really cool. I'm going to go with Bartesian just because of the technology of it.
It's also by far the most expensive product on the list today, but it was cool.
Yes, it was.
Katie, what do you think?
I think that you should answer first.
Yeah, Dean, what's your favorite
gift? Yeah, Dean, what do you think?
I really like the Token Of. I think all the gifts were great. Don't get me wrong. I was blown away by every presentation, everyone's pitch, especially Tori's. But something about a Token Of, it's very personalized. It's still
give back.
It's jewelry. It gives back the 10% donation to whichever virtue you choose. And I probably will be getting that for Kaylin this Christmas.
I think with any Christmas
Spoiler
gift
alert.
You want, well, you know, I think with any Christmas gift, you want to give thought behind it. And I think a Token Of gives the most thought behind it, even though Bartesian's pretty cool.
It could be thoughtful. So,
and so
Bartesian
is
my choice.
Katie?
I mean, now I have a bag tag that says Jared, help I suck.
Jared doesn't care about my choice.
And Katie's choice is
Bartesian for the host.
Hey! Yay! Suck, 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 suck,
suck, suck, suck. Yeah, suck. Yeah. Okay.
Tori storms out that no one shows.
Bartesian for the host, but it's so expensive. I mean, not so, but it's not in the spirit of giving.
Well, when you think about it, is it that expensive? Because if you were buying it for somebody that you really cared about and you got them an assortment of gifts, wouldn't you rack up probably a couple $100 in that assortment anyway?
Right, but you might just be getting them something that collects dust.
Mm.
What, the Bartesian?
Yeah, it might.
It might.
Well, it just depends.
You have to know
it has
your
to be
audience.
Very thoughtful. You have to know your audience
yes.
for all of these gifts. Like,
yes.
I mean, the luggage tag actually would probably be the most used thing for most of us that travel a lot, but I don't know why it's not my first choice.
Yeah, I like the luggage tag. I think that the fact that Tor designed these tags, they could have been done a little bit better. Check it out. Visit
That's
tag.
Quite rude.
All right. Well, so there you have it. Our favorite picks. Easton, what was your favorite pick out of those products?
Hey, you know, I got to go with that Mrs. Fields Nutcracker Tower.
The Nutcracker Tower was great. That's really good. It's the application of the Nutcracker Tower is it's fast, right? Like you could basically apply it to almost any situation.
Because here's the thing with a lot of these gifts is that they're awesome, but they're probably going to take up space in your house. Yeah. You know, that's at a premium. These things are just going to take up space in my belly.
Nice.
And you know what? Also, I'm starting to go towards Nutcracker Tower because that could be used as gift boxes.
Ooh, yeah.
For later.
True.
For re-gifting.
True.
Thinking two-in-one. Thinking outside the box.
Also, let's think about this. You're also going to be giving a gift to your toilet a little bit later on after the Nutcracker Tower.
Yeah, Dean, that's exactly what I was thinking.
All right.
Suck Army doesn't want to hear that.
Let's go to, I want to know what you guys are doing for Christmas and New Year's this year. But before we do that, we're going to take one quick break and talk about that.
The 2019 FabFitFun Winter Box is on sale now. FabFitFun is a woman's lifestyle subscription box filled with full-size premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and wellness products that are sent straight to your doorstep each season. They take the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. Each box is customized to your specific interests. They deliver the seasonal must-haves that you need. The Winter Box is the perfect way to treat yourself or others and get ready for the holiday season with their carefully curated box of products. This box has everything you need for your best winter yet. You can save money on quality, full-size products today because these deals do not last long. Did you know that these boxes are customizable? For example, you can choose the Unhide Little Marshmallow Oversized Blanket and the PJ Salvage Slippers, perfect for this time of year. Or throw in the Paper Source 12-Month Rose Floral Planner to get you ready for 2020. Every box comes makeup, eraser, and detangler. The FabFitFun box always has a value of over $200, but retails for just $49.99, and a membership gets you way more than just the box. You also get access to members-only flash sales and on-demand FabFitFun TV. And right now, use coupon code HELP for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. That's $10 off your first box with coupon code HELP at FabFitFun.com. Everybody hearing that? These boxes retail for over $200 worth of products in the box, but they only sell for $49.99. And if you use our code HELP, you're going to get $10 off. And I'm no mathematician, but that adds up to $39.99, the biggest deal of the season. Go to FabFitFun.com. Use our coupon code HELP.
All right, quick break, but we're back. Again, our last episode of the year 2019, and boy, did that year fly by. I feel like every year, you're always looking back, you're like, wow, where did that time go? Do you guys feel that way this year or no?
I know exactly where it went.
Well, I'm not talking literally,
I do.
Katie.
It does feel like it went by really fast, scary fast. I feel like more than I feel like 2019 went by fast, I feel like the last 20 years went by so fast. How was it just the year 2000 and we were all like, Y2K? And then boom, 2020, we thought cars would be in the air.
Now we're like, why 2020?
Yeah, why?
Why?
I feel like the older I get, the faster time goes by.
Actually, there's reason for that. There's scientific reasoning for that. And I'm going to tell you why I think that is right now.
Wait, are you
he says there's scientific reasoning, yeah. And he's going to tell us what his opinion is.
I read an article about it like a long time ago. I'm going to do my best to recall it. It's because the older you get, the less unique experiences you're having. Like you're doing things that you've already done before, and mm-hmm. so your brain processes them differently, and so you kind of just like fly through things a little bit quicker than you would mentally, at least.
Yeah, so I think I read a similar article. So basically all of your mundane tasks get meshed into one, so nothing is as significant. So when you're 16, you get to drive. You're 21, you get to drink. So everything is so significant. You're reaching these ages, yeah. And then now we're all just like,
doing
and we're
stuff.
Here.
Yeah,
we're just alive.
You get to be 31 and bloated.
And also... I think being in LA has a big thing to do with it too, because being from like Rhode Island or Colorado, you go through seasons, and so you can look back mm-hmm. to where you were last winter versus in LA, it's summer year round, and so it's true. Like it all kind of blends into one big amorphous blob of time that you don't really know how to like.
Yeah, there wasn't that
yourself.
Like one bad winter,
yeah.
or that one snowstorm. We're just like and it was once a little chilly.
It was 65 yeah. degrees, and I wore a jacket.
Yeah, it rained like 3 months ago. I remember that. There was a little sprinkle in the air.
Yeah.
It was really nice. So 2019 has come and almost gone. What's your 2020 resolution?
I want to hear y'all's.
I mean, I don't think you guys are going to like my answer, so.
I can't wait for Dean's answer. Go, go, go.
I think time is a construct, and I don't want to use the ending of a year to motivate me to complete anything that I had already wanted to complete.
More of the symbolism for me.
I get that. But also, I don't like...
How about what are you planning to change for tomorrow?
Absolutely nothing.
All right. So that's Dean's 2020. He will be experiencing new experiences, but not trying to actually change anything.
I mean, my goals are always the same. It's just travel more. Maybe get... fitter. I'm 200 pounds plus for the first time in my life for like an extended period of time, so I should probably fix that.
You've never been over 200 pounds?
No, the past month I've been 200 to 201 pounds.
Yeah, your voice, like, you're obviously very fit, but you've always been like a big, tall guy. I would imagine you'd be right around 200.
I think living in a van, it's hard to get like on a consistent eating routine. It's hard to work out consistently, which I normally used to do.
But I feel like you're always like scaling.
Yeah, I mean, like rock climbing and stuff like that, but also just like, you know, not for like sustained amounts of time.
Is there anything that you haven't done yet and... For example, last year, do you think you'd... I remember when you took up skydiving.
Yeah.
How about
that was this huge feat for you. And now look at all the things you're doing. Is there anything in 2020 that you want to take up?
Well, so part of the reason I got my skydiving license was because I had this big grand event that I wanted to complete. I think I might have talked about it on this podcast before. But I want to... I'm working towards getting my pilot's license as well. I've got like 15 of my 40 required hours to have a private pilot's license. I want to fly an airplane up into the sky with me in it only by myself with my parachute on, get it to like 15,000 feet, jump out of the parachute, land in the water where I had hidden a scuba tank and scuba it around the water all in one fluid motion. That's my goal for 2020.
Where's the plane going?
It's
going
to go down in a ball of fire.
In the water, though, so he doesn't hurt anyone.
Yes.
Yes.
Except for all the fish.
Right. That's my goal. Is it going to happen? I don't know. Last year in 2020, I got my skydiving license and my scuba license, so I'm only one license short. I'll just have to get an airplane. Semantics, but we'll figure it out. What about you, Art? Your turn.
No, I just got to get an airplane.
Casual. Like something tangible. I like that. I guess skydiving. I've never been skydiving.
January 25th. Let me plug this real quick. January 25th.
I'm thinking more like September.
Here's
October
the thing.
Next year,
if it's a New Year's resolution, just knock it out right away. Have you seen that Office episode? My resolution was to floss more. 12:01. Boom. Flossed and blood everywhere. No. I think you should knock it out January 25th.
Well, what's the 25th?
What is that?
So I got my skydiving license at Skydive Paris in Paris, California, and I'm going to be hosting a Come Jump With Me Day, so I'm inviting obviously my friends and fans could come jump with us as well. It's going to be just like tandem jumps. You're going to get probably like a 30% off discount, and I'm going to be like jumping all day with everyone.
You're going to be the instructor?
You're just going to be consistently jumping out of the sky?
Yeah, I'm going to be like doing my own solo jumps, but I'm going to be like in the airplane with everyone going up. I think it'd be fun if we had like a whole bachelor airplane, like you guys.
I want you to jump off on a pool floaty.
Yeah, I could do that.
I think that would be cool.
That'd be fun. We could probably organize that.
I think it would be a cool video.
What would happen to the pool floaty in the air?
I could probably just hold on to it all the way down the ground.
Yeah, you would hold on to it.
Seems
I think
troublesome.
that would be really cool.
I want to do that. And I've actually talked to a couple of bachelor people. I know Nick is down. I think Tanner said he was down.
Tanner said he was down. Yeah. Well, if Tanner went, I'd go.
Christian Haggerty said she'd be down.
I'm so down.
Katie Moe's down. Kaylin tried once. She didn't succeed. So we're going to bring her back and try to get her up there.
What do you mean she didn't succeed?
For her birthday.
She's alive.
For her birthday last year, we went on an airplane up in San Diego. She like rode to altitude and was like supposed to jump out first. And she goes, I'm not jumping out. So I jumped out first, got to the ground, and then watched everyone land. And she didn't land, and then the plane landed, and she got off the airplane. She never jumped out of the airplane.
Aw, poor Kaylin. That's actually really sweet.
So she's going to like come back and kind of redeem herself, I guess?
Yeah.
But you have to make sure she jumps first.
Yeah, so I'm going to shove her out of the airplane if I have to. But what I'm saying, I want all you guys to be there. I think it'd be great. January 25th, 2019. It's a great way to knock out your resolution early.
That's really fun.
Month of the year.
And Kaylin says she's jumping that day?
She does, yeah. She claims
Jared's
she's
just basing everything.
I'm a very peer pressure guy.
So Kaylin's going to do it.
So like Kaylin and Tanner and Nick do it,
I was
going to
say, if Nick
it,
and Tanner are doing it, you're 100% going to do it.
Yeah, I can't.
Would Ashley ever do it?
No. No way.
Really?
We could try.
Again, she would have to be thrown off the plane. Yeah. Drugged up, and then once she is conscious up in the air, just take her and toss her 15,000 feet in the air.
She doesn't remember anything.
No.
Baby, you did it.
Yeah. It's going to be fine. Katie, what's your 2020 resolution?
I want to go to Europe. I've never been.
We're going to Berlin for New Year's, I thought.
Turns out I'm going to Berlin, and at 12:01, I'm going to say, I'm here!
I'm in Europe!
resolution
fulfilled!
So I'm going to make it really easy for myself and say Europe, and then I'm going to show up in Berlin.
Nice. I love that. I think it'd be great.
Wait, actually have some more products to talk about.
Yes, oh, I have.
Christmas cheer.
Yeah. I have a couple more gift ideas.
We haven't
found
talked about
it.
Katie's resolutions yet.
Yeah. Well,
no, we're hang tight, everybody. Sit on the edge of your seats. What this resolution? Is our holiday extravaganza. First of all, Pepperidge Farm sent you guys a gift.
I love Pepperidge Farm Milanos.
Me too.
They sent you the Milanos, and look at this. It's like this itty bitty Milano that you could put like in your pocket.
Snack pack.
And then also goldfish. So like, how cute is that? So thanks for that, Pepperidge Farm. Okay, so here's the idea. I do think this is a great gift. You know Lily Aldridge, the like supermodel?
Yes. Yeah.
So this is her current parfum scent, and it's called Summit. And I think this is a great gift. We'll put this on the website. It comes in this sort of like really cool bottle, and it makes
cool.
a great it's gift. Like a, yeah. I'll pass it around, and you guys can do the smell
test. Is it a fragrance for women or men?
I'm pretty sure it's for women, even though the bottle does look kind of male, which I think is sort of cool.
Until you take the cap off and it looks more female.
Yeah, because it has the spray.
I was going to say, when I was in college, I used to wear women's deodorant.
Really?
So maybe I'll like
the
scent.
What is the difference between men's and women's deodorant?
Oh, just the scent, the smells.
Mine has no scent. I use Dry Idea, and it has no scent.
Katie, how are we doing over there? How's the smell?
Does it pass the nose test?
Yes, it is.
Ish.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo, woo, woo. It's different. It's very oaky. And I kind of like it. Oaky. I like that it's an oaky smell.
Mm. May I offer
it's
you
not
a
as, it's
Milano?
Not as floral.
It's got a nice afterbirth to it. You can really smell
an
that.
Afterbirth?
Oaky. Yeah.
It smells great.
I think
it's kind of a gender neutral
coming
scent.
It's hot now. We're all spraying it, and
are
we're
you
in this studio with no windows, and now.
Jerry, are you a cologne guy?
Yeah.
You are a cologne guy. Katie, are you a perfume gal?
Not really.
This actually smells like my father's old cologne, weirdly.
I was going to say, it smells like Macy's, which is not a bad thing, because every time I walk in Macy's, the first thing I think of is, smells good.
Did you know that scent is the sense that's strongest linked to memory? So, like, you smell something that you smelt when you were, like, 8 years old,
yes.
and you're more likely to recall it than, like, a visual thing?
Huh. Part of it smells like frankincense.
Before we do Katie's resolutions of all the ideas, which gift idea did you like the best? Like, would you want the most?
I liked the A Token Of.
Mm-hmm.
It was between A Token Of and
I took that
Bertesian.
Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agree.
I
just bought from the lady, the Locket lady. She was here. I bought four.
Wow. Because
I was like, I'll just get all my shopping done. So I did it. My mom, my sister-in-law, my other sister-in-law.
Man.
Wait, who did I buy a fourth one for?
Yourself.
Oh, I know. One other person.
Dean.
Who?
My dad's wife. But I don't want my mom to know that I got my dad's wife the same gift.
There she goes.
I've now blown it.
Hopefully she's not listening to Help I Suck at Dating. She could be a Suck Army member and we don't even know.
She must be.
My mom is single, so she might totally listen.
All right, so 2019 is almost over. 2020 is upon us. So I'll ask you, Katie and Dean, what do you guys think you suck at most?
That was mine.
Suck at dating. And in 2020, what is a way that you hope to change that? Mine is my paranoia. Because it brings me a lot of anxiety because I concern myself way too much with the future and it brings a lot of anxiety to myself. And by doing that, I bring a lot of anxiety into Ashley's life, which I feel a lot of guilt towards. So it's one thing that I'm trying to change is to live in the present and not focus on the future because I'm certainly a pessimist. And I actually was talking to a buddy of mine and his father passed away a couple years ago. And he said, once my dad passed away, it just you realize that you can't be concerned about anything besides the now because it goes away too quickly. Mm. So Katie, what do you think you suck most at dating? And in 2020, how do you hope to change it?
I'm going to go with blurring expectations. I'm going to say blurring them because sometimes I have high expectations and then sometimes I feel like my expectations are too high and I lower them too low.
Mm.
And then I'm like, what am I doing, girl? Get it together.
So you're not going to do that in 2020?
No.
What does blurring them mean?
I'm just saying blurring them as in they're wavering. They sometimes waver.
Like they're not.
My expectations are generally set in stone, but, you know,
they're fluid.
They are fluid. No. Hold on. This is hard to say.
Yeah.
Totally. Take your time.
Get it out. Take your time.
It's hard to say. Yeah. Because my expectations are what they are, but expectations can sometimes lead to a lot of disappointment. So I'm only going to expect things from myself and from no one else in 2020.
That's a great goal.
Yeah.
I agree.
not expect anything from others, just for myself. And if anything comes from others, just approach it with gratitude.
That's one of the reasons I like traveling alone so much, because like if things go well, then you're like, oh, I did this. And if things go bad, you're like, oh, I messed up, but I could fix that.
Yep.
So I think it's good to have
owning
that,
it. Owning all of it.
That incentive for yourself. What else? So that's...
Well, Dean, it's on you now.
That's kind of how I'm going to cure it, I guess you would say, is doing most things by myself.
Well, speaking from someone who's in a relationship, I could say that you must do things for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I've always done things for myself in a relationship and outside of my relationship, but I'm...
I totally get it. Listen, whether you're in a relationship or not in a relationship, you always must be able to find ways to
prioritize yourself.
Yes.
Prioritize yourself.
Self-care, baby.
You have to.
Truth. Preach.
But expectations, I mean, I can prioritize myself, but expectations from others, I think, is when expectations in relationships, that's the hard thing.
Yeah, I agree. It is hard because you're let down a lot of times.
Expectations in relationships. I guess, well, yeah, that's a good point.
Even friendships. That's not just relationships, like romantically, like friendships. Sometimes I'm like, dang, like I thought that person would, you know, think of me in this situation or, you know, and
would not be a friend.
Yeah. And or I expect people to think of me how I would think of them. And that's not how it's always going to be. And so just not lowering expectations, but kind of ridding of expectations, because it will rid of disappointment.
Yeah.
What's your motto?
It's very fair. Under promise, over deliver.
That's right.
Heck yeah.
Even when it comes to yourself. I will say that my biggest things that I need to work on in my relationship are probably just to kind of get the pressure off of you, Katie. My patience, I think I could improve a little bit. Sometimes I get impatient in my relationship, just in terms of like, because I have traveled so much alone, I have gotten used to my own pace of things.
Mm-hmm.
And Kaylin, while she has traveled a lot, maybe just isn't quite as versed in it. And we just are still obviously adapting to each other. And so I need to be more patient, understanding that she might move a little slower on certain things, or might be a little bit more hesitant to dive into something that I've already done and am willing to do again, because I've just been more comfortable with it. So that's my resolution, I think.
Patience. That's good. You can always have more later.
Yes, I agree. So that'll do it for this week's episode. This year's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. Wow. Another year.
Easton, we didn't ask you. I'm curious. What do you think you suck most at?
Oh, man.
And how do you hope to change it?
I need to listen more. I'm bad at listening.
That can't be, judging by your job.
No, I think I give all my listening here. No, but for real, with my close relationships, I feel like I don't give those people enough of my attention. And that's something I really want to change, because I don't like that about myself.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
There you go.
That's good. It's good that you can identify a problem, and not a problem, but something that you want to work on at least. I think that I will say, to piggyback off of that, one thing that you give too much attention to are the insignificant podcasts in your life, when the one that really cares the most about you and values you as a partner more than any other podcast is right here in front of you, and we get brushed by the wayside on a regular basis. I'm replying to all your stories, supporting you through thick and thin, and I always just get left on read, and it breaks my little heart.
You know, Dean, you've always responded to all my DMs and all my texts, and you tweet at me all the time, and you're the first person from these podcasts to do so, and I just want to say thank you. You make me feel very special.
Never forget where you came from, man. I see you all. You're riding the Scrubbing In train lately. I get it. They're great.
Almost
Becca
famous.
And Tanya, almost famous. They're great as well. We know you've been a Jana Kramer fan since before you were even born. I didn't know how that was possible, but somehow you fulfilled that. So I get it. But yeah. That's good.
My heart lies with Help, I Suck at Dating, and I will scream that from the rooftops.
I don't know how sincere that is, but I appreciate it, and I'll take it right now. All right, that'll do it for this final episode of 2019. Thank you for being a listener of this podcast, and thank you for being a listener of our friends' podcast as well, the ones that Easton is so gracious to work on. But be sure to get some great gifts for your loved ones out there. Be sure to tell everyone that you love them, that are important to you in your life.
Just have a great holiday season.
Be sure to tune in next year, when maybe we'll suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help, I Suck at Dating with Dean Unglert on iHeartRadio, or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.